There is a protest are yet again derailing the office supplier's strategic sourcing program. You would think the federal government should be able to buy office supplies after 225 years. Unsuccessful bidders filed complaints with the Government Accountability Office, forcing that program to be suspended. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on still more problems for the office supply strategic sourcing program. Jason, what's going on now?
Good morning, Tom. Now, the big thing here is that six firms protested the what they call the OS3 contract awards, really, and the OS3 is Office Supplies version 3, so third generation. And these six firms basically are saying, hey, we didn't win. We don't want you to go forward because we think you didn't look at our bids fairly. We don't think that you didn't follow the evaluation factors in the contract and the solicitation. So therefore, we're gonna delay this program once again. And in fact, this is probably the third delay or the second delay for the OS3 program itself. When the RFP initially came out, contractors protested against that, the RFP. And then, so that took time. And then GSA made the awards back in about 2 weeks ago, and now we're delayed again, at least through the end of November, early December, because that's the 100-day period that GAO has to look at these cases and make a decision. So again, it's one of those things that no matter what GSA takes a step forward, it feels like the contractors who lost bring them a step back.
Well, there's a couple of problems here, I guess. One is that there are so many office supply suppliers who are on GSA schedules and sell to the federal government. I guess probably maybe hundreds of them feel like they're going to be left out forever once the strategic sourcing kicks in.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And because of the Office Supplies 2 experience that they had, they feel like they have to really make a bigger stink over Office Supplies 3. A lot of these companies, and I know one, for example, I'll give you one, I won't name the company, but I'll give you an example that they've told me. They bid on a big DOD contract, won the DOD contract, decided not to bid on the OS2 contract, and then all of a sudden, because they thought, well, we already had, you know, bird in hand is better than two in the bush, so to speak, and they said, well, why should we spend bid and proposal money on this Office Supplies 2 when there's no guarantee anyone will use it, and we have a guarantee that this one DOD agency will use them because they won this award. And then, you know, 6 months, a year later, OS2 gets awarded, and what happens? This DOD agency is now mandatory use of OS2, and this company is left out. And it's one thing if you're told up front, hey, you better bid because this organization is going to be mandatory. But because under OS2, people were not told it was mandatory, they feel like we got left out. And so they bid this time around and didn't win. So they feel like, you know, what's going on here? We've been a, you know, government contractor for decades. We've won with other agencies and we can't get on OS3. And I think that's part of the fear. You're exactly right. They're going to be left out.
And Jason, what is actually covered by these contracts? I mean, the word office supplies is a pretty broad word. Does it include things like furniture, or is it mostly the consumables, toner and all that kind of stuff and pencils?
Yeah, you're right. The consumables, the toners. And in fact, there is one specific CLIN, you know, line of my...
contract line item.
Thank you. I was saying consumer, which I knew wasn't right. They actually had one CLIN that's just for printer toner, and they have one CLIN that's for what they call kind of on-demand delivery for general office supplies, and they have about four or five CLINs total, and each of them, each of them had a series of awards under them. Some people could award all four CLINs, some people only one or two CLINs, so it all depends. Now, again, this doesn't mean that there's no opportunity for agencies to buy office supplies. There's plenty of contracts still available. The two big ones that GSA spokeswoman pointed out was the multiple award Schedule 75 and the GSA Global Supply via GSA Advantage. So there are, you know, this is not shutting down office supplies for the government. This is just this strategic sourcing initiative has been delayed until these protests are settled.
And what about the suppliers to the sellers of office supplies? Because some of the government's widely used office supplies, I'm thinking of certain pens, for example, the little black ones that say U.S. government on them, are made by contractors, that serve the blind people that put all of this together.
Right.
And so would they be left out somehow if the wrong people get onto those CLINs?
Well, the National Industries of the Blind, for the Blind actually is one of the protesters in you know, under OS 3. And they feel like, again, that part of their concerns is there's the Ability One program, and the Ability One program is a mandatory source program. Agencies have to buy first, or at least look first and decide, can they meet their needs? And if they can, then they must buy from the Ability One. Now, the National Industry for the Blind, the Ability One, they think OS 3 is going around that law. And that's why that's part of the reasons they're protesting. So those pens specifically, I'm not too sure how they fit into it. But the more generally speaking, that you have this program that's supposed to, like, Congress set up, that they passed in the law, that has served the government for decades and decades. And there's a concern, on at least from the National Industry of the Blind, that this OS 3 program is kind of trying to find a loophole to go around that mandatory source program. So that's part of what is part of the delays that's going on here.
All right. And so what's the timing on GAO to make some decisions on these protests?
Right. GAO, most of the protests are followed in the last maybe week or so. So GAO has 100 days to make a decision. So late November, early December is when we're talking about. Now, obviously, they could happen earlier. There was one protest already dismissed by GAO. Cutis Office Supplies filed it, and then GAO dismissed it just a few days later because it was calling it untimely and saying it didn't adequately articulate the deficiencies with the awardees. So it could come quicker, but no later than late November, early December.
So in the meantime, while this is on hold, where do agencies go now if OS2 is expiring?
Right, OS2 actually expired back in end of May, and that was, again, another part of this OS3 ongoing battle, because agencies, sure, some of the vendors thought that if you extended OS2, when against contracting rules, it gets a little more complicated. But long story short is, again, Schedule 75 and Global Supply Schedule are still two avenues to buy office supplies. And real quick, Tom, I know we're almost out of time. The Office 70, Schedule 75, that one was closed down over the last 3 years plus. So there's not a lot of new business, new customers, new vendors on that schedule.
All right, so hoard those pencils. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.